This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Globalist. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Social engineers, those that want to keep us in the dark, thought that they would incrementally bring in their planetary tyranny. Now they realize that things have backfired on them. The internet wasn't a one-way street. They're behind schedule. They better just get it all done right now, which will fail long term. The question is, how bad will this get before they figure it out? I mean, look at Hillary. She's obviously half dead, but she won't give up. Drudge has got polls out where 50-something percent, 56% of people, 59% say release medical records. What's wrong with her? But she won't release when she was in the hospital off and on for a year. There's a lot happening. We have that same question up on Infowars.com. But I want to go to your calls, and I'll play that clip from Dan Bongino with the Don Lemon clip coming up in the next segment. Let's go ahead and go to Jay in the great state of Texas under FEMA Region 6 control. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Something I haven't heard anybody's theory on this. It actually gave me hope seeing Mateen at the rally with her, because I thought the Secret Service, they screen everybody going in there, especially the people standing behind them. And I felt like they kind of handpicked him to be right there behind her, because these guys are around her every day, and they're scared of her taking power.
Oh, you think the Secret Service let the father of the Orlando nightclub shooter get on the stage right behind Hillary Clinton?
That's my theory. That was my original theory. When I saw it, I was like, wow, these guys, they can't stand her, you know, and I'm sure she's blowing
her. Well, I mean, listen, I'm not somebody that grovels at the foot of the security services, because traditionally they become corrupt. They're part of the apparatus of control. But it's good news is they're so awake. We had Secret Service agents. We could have got this on video, but I don't want to get them in trouble. I mean, the ones at checkpoints, the ones in the suits and ties, everywhere, absolutely like thumbs up, their fists in the air. They loved us in Cleveland. And I know David Knight ran to some of them as well there at the DNC. I mean, they're around that criminal, and they know just how bad she is and how un-American she is and how bad she treats everybody like horse manure, like dog crap. I mean, she treats people bad. She is an evil, horrible person. And look, none of us are perfect in high-stress jobs. We all have problems. We all say things that are wrong, but we apologize. We're nice. We care. She doesn't give tips. You don't look her in the eyes. She is a horrible person. Anything else, Jay?
No, that's that. Just thanks for being there and telling us how it is.
Brother, thank you for being there. I mean, to me, it's just so over the top now that we're like talking to brain-damaged zombies that aren't awake yet, that it's just actually freaks me out. I mean, it's just bizarre. You know, I thought I'd be happy to see Donald Trump quoting me almost every day. I thought I'd be happy, and now it just adds a whole other level of responsibility. And it's just, is this the Matrix or something? Is this even real? I mean, am I in some computer simulation? I mean, what? But you know what? I'm in this position because I'm not a narcissist. People look at how I act, and I talk about myself a lot because I can express to people what I'm feeling to try to give my perspective from, like, hey, this is what I'm seeing in my brain. I see some chubby, you know, half-ugly guy that's burnt out and just sees common sense and doesn't want to be a slave and has an instinct to not roll over, and I'm just desperate thinking, my God, what happened to humanity if I'm one of the most prominent people fighting this? But the globalists see something else, and they see a spark of fire that can set larger fires around the world of those that aren't out to get humanity. And look, the good news is my fire has already spread. Your fire is already spreading. We're all in this together, but I don't even know where I'm going with all this. It's just mind-blowing to see most men think it's not their job to get involved. Most men think that why should they do anything? They don't have an effect anyways. You don't have an effect because you act like that, and you let the most evil come into that vacuum. But getting back to narcissism, some simple thing, I'm narcissistic because I'm so aggressive and confident. and it's the opposite. I'm not a narcissist. But then I see the globalists. They're beyond that. They're like power-tripping demons. They're megalomaniacs.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are back live. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to start getting to these Putin clips. Again, the media the first day or so ignored this. They didn't give it too much coverage back when he pointed out that Hillary was the founder of ISIS. Now he's saying Obama and Hillary are the founders of it. We actually have a clip we're importing into the computer right now of Hillary back in 2010 saying the U.S. government founded al-Qaeda. Well, Hillary was the head of the State Department that brought in the Wahhabists, al-Qaeda, to take over Libya, to take over Egypt, and take over Syria. So she is the modern founder of the Islamic State. She was presiding. Kind of like they'll talk about, you know, the British prime minister who helped found Israel, saying, you know, he's like co-founder of it or something. Or they'll talk about how Lawrence of Arabia helped co-found Saudi Arabia. She presided over it, and so did Obama. And so did the mainstream media. You're all co-founders of it. By the way, we have finally dug up the clips where I was saying that years ago. Because it's true. It's great to know that Trump understands what's happening, but they try to misrepresent it all. Here is Trump.
Then Obama came in, and normally you want to clean up. He made a bigger mess out of it. He made such a mess. And then you had Hillary with Libya. So sad. In fact, in many respects, you know, they honor President Obama. ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. Okay? He's the founder. He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be Crooked Hillary Clinton. Co-founder, Crooked Hillary Clinton.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is pure statesmanship, pure leadership. We have been captured by globalists that have it totally over on us. And because they did such outrageous things, they think we won't expose it because it sounds crazy to say what they've done. But the head of Defense Intelligence, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dempsey, all of them have come out and said this. We have senators saying it years ago. All Trump did on the Second Amendment was basically say, for my cold, dead hands, in a very watered-down way, well, I guess if they ignore everything and try to get rid of it, I guess it goes back to the Second Amendment. Oh, my gosh, it's the worst thing we ever heard. Meanwhile, Crooked Hillary, during the break, I was watching her on CNN. She's giving a speech on economics, and I heard her say, how dare Donald Trump say he helps the U.S. lead in economics? Why, we did. Trump never said he was leading us in economics. Trump said that he would help us lead in economics. This woman literally sold us out to China, you name it, on trade deals. So let's see whatever Crooked Hillary's talking about right now. The founder, the co-founder of ISIS. We now take you to her live speech. Again, this is Crooked Hillary.
In America anymore, and that's just wrong. So we created a website, HillaryClinton.com/makeithere. We list 100 places across the United States that are already producing similar goods. Now, one positive thing Trump could do to make America great again is actually make great things in America again. So, now let's look at the second question. Which candidate will fight for fairness? And this is an urgent need. We need to grow the economy and we need to make it fairer. The tide is not rising fast enough, and it is certainly not lifting all boats. Since the crash, too many of the gains have gone to the top 1%. The rules and incentives in our system reward corporations for putting short-term stock prices above long-term investments.
To turn it off, with the Clintons, the major mega banks in the 1990s got rid of Glass-Steagall. They are the ones with Larry Summers that made it where they could sell the same house to upwards of 100 different mortgage companies and then screw the investors over later with these different derivatives. She keeps going, Trump wants to cut corporate taxes. The mega corporations want to make you invest in China and India and other places because they control those governments and want to make you go through their investment systems, even get into the country. They want to make it cost prohibitive to operate here because they've got the third world sewn up and the rare earth minerals to construct it all. This is globalism. A global rigged crony capitalist system of fraud. He says, we got the highest corporate tax in the world, 50%. We're going to lower that down to 10%. The Chinese are at 15. It's below them. They're still going to pay taxes. They're just going to come here. They pay nothing now. Google pays 3%. Apple pays zero. Microsoft, close to zero corporate tax. They wrote it. The Warren Buffetts, the Bill Gates, who are the biggest contributors to the Democratic Party after Goldman Sachs, who are the biggest contributors to get your guns, the biggest contributors for open borders, and no one even knows they run the Democratic Party. They wrote the laws in the 90s to exempt themselves, and they get up on TV and go, my secretary pays more than I do. I want to change those laws. I'm Warren Buffett. And then you watch the end of the ABC This Week show on Sunday, and it says, underwritten by Berkshire Hathaway, paying for that to get higher taxes raised in the middle class. Because wait for it, Warren Buffett, 20 years running, is the number one recipient of corporate welfare and bailouts. Google it. Warren Buffett, biggest recipient of bailouts. He promoted. He is a giant fraud, robbing poor people, robbing the middle class of jobs, sucking off the government. He sucked hundreds of billions of dollars into his company in just the last year alone. You go back to 2008, he got 400 plus billion for his company in 1 year. And they see a rich guy not preying on poor people like Trump, who will actually turn the economy on, and they are flipping out. Let me tell you, you get Donald Trump in there and they don't stop his agenda, this we're going to have 10% growth rates. You want a job, you got one. You want money to get a new car, never even been in the workforce, you're going to get it. With all our computers and factories and systems, you just cut the price of electricity, the economy's going to roar. This is a fact. The biggest problem the Federal Reserve used to have back in the 90s and 2000s was the economy's overheating. We got to raise taxes. It's growing too fast. What they mean is little people are becoming independent. Little people are becoming successful. Little people are becoming wealthy. We can't have that because the globalists can't compete with a real capitalist system because they work too damn good. They give you too many choices. Oh, she makes me so mad. She makes me so angry. Donald Trump wants to cut our corporate tax, the highest in the world, lobbied for by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You know who's lobbying every year to stop that tax from getting lowered? They keep saying, we've got the votes in the House and Senate to have a lower corporate tax to bring back hundreds of billions of dollars a year in investment. If you try to actually manufacture things in this country, it is almost impossible to be successful unless you're really good at marketing that was made in America. And the fact that people are willing to pay more for it is the only reason you can do it, and God bless them. It'd already all be gone if it wasn't for people like that. And she preys on people's economic ignorance. It makes me so angry. If Trump cuts the corporate income tax, we're going to see a boom the likes of which we've not seen in 50 years. If he cuts taxes on poor people and middle class, oh my gosh, tax receipts are going to double. You go, what do you mean? I thought of you. Kennedy cut taxes in the largest demographic by 50%. Other demographics, 30% and 35%. Tax receipts doubled within 1 year. Look it up. It's a fact. You're like, well, why wouldn't the IRS want double the money? They want to control it. They want to make you poor. They don't want you wealthy. They don't want you independent. They don't want you self-sufficient. They don't want you to be able to operate. Let's go to the Dan Bongino clip as we go out to break here. This is where he's tearing up Don Lemon. Very, very powerful. In fact, I'll skip this network break. It's so important. I'll get into my Russia report. But here it is with Dan Bongino, former top secret service agent of Patriot, who's told me on air, Alex, it's worse than what you're even saying. I go, well, how bad is he? He goes, I can't tell you. Just know this. You're dead on. Here's the clip.
Okay, let's play it.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But
okay, explain to us people who don't understand and that you want to laugh at what he meant by that.
Don, the man, I think we all know, is running for president of the United States. He probably has some data that one-issue voters, a lot of one-issue voters vote on the Second Amendment issue. It's clear he's trying to motivate people to go out and vote based on the potential for an open Supreme Court seat. How that's clear to you, that was some kind of call to an open revolution and to start firing your weapons at public officials.
I'm going to start this over. It's so important. Back it up to the beginning. Exactly. This is a guy trained as a top Secret Service agent who ran the far end details where the POTUS is posing on the greatest threat to assess real threats and to assess psychology. It's totally clear. He's saying America's on the line. They're going to get the judges. We're totally screwed. They admit they want to ban guns all over the newspapers. Hillary admits it. Her own people admit it. Barring this election, we're going to have to really get serious to save it. It's clearly a motivation to go vote. It's not a call to arms, and everybody knows it. And he responds, you know, just cutting through the crap.
Okay, explain to us, people who don't understand, and you that you want to laugh at what he meant by that.
Don, the man, I think we all know, is running for president of the United States. He probably has some data that one-issue voters, a lot of one-issue voters, vote on the Second Amendment issue. It's clear he's trying to motivate people to go out and vote based on the potential for an open Supreme Court seat. How that's clear to you, that was some kind of call to an open revolution and to start firing your weapons at public officials is utter absurdity.
No one said that, Dan. No one said that, Dan. And if he wanted people to go out and vote, why not just say, go out and vote? The Supreme Court depends on it.
Listen,
the Second Amendment depends on it. Why say something like that if that's not what he meant? As someone who's running for leader of the free world, shouldn't he be as clear in his words as possible?
Yeah, free world, jackass!
Don, do you want me to? I'll answer that question. Listen, we can disagree about how imprudent he worded that, but to suggest that he was calling to violence means to me that you came into this with the idea that Donald Trump was calling to violence. Let me make the case afterwards. You didn't come into this with a clear and open mind. Listen, I endorsed Cruz in the primary campaign. I'm not a Trump surrogate. I'm supporting him.
Dan, what you're saying right now makes no sense. I'm sitting at home. I'm watching Donald Trump. I have two ears and two eyes, and I can see the reactions of the people behind me. And we're not stupid. Every single person you have on this panel, who are very smart people, David Gergen, who's respected. Hang on, can you let me finish, Dan? David Gergen, who's respected by people on both sides, by Republicans and by Democrats, who've worked for Republicans and Democrats, who has worked for a president who's had an assassination attempt, who's lived through presidents who've been assassinated, knew exactly what Donald Trump is saying, and we're supposed to be stupid enough not to understand that and to believe the spin coming from the surrogates and for people like you. You should be ashamed of yourself.
It doesn't make it. Frankly, I'm ashamed that you're talking to me as if I'm a child when 12 years of my life.
No, you're treating me as a child because you're telling me what I'm supposed to hear.
You're
sitting here on television lying to the American people.
You don't know crap about this, Don. You're a TV guy. I was a Secret Service agent. Now cut off my mic. Do what you want.
I'm not going to cut off your mic. I'm going to tell you that you're sitting here and you're lying to the American people. You're lying to the American people. And you know that you're lying to the American people.
I'm lying. Dan Bongino.
Okay. Now, that's people that are desperate. If I was Trump, I would just say, obviously, I'm not calling for violence. I'm saying there's big stakes here, and they're coming for your guns, so it's over unless we fight back at that point, so let's not go there. I mean, that's what everybody says. That's what I said on Piers Morgan. Look, 1776 will commence again. He's trying to take the firearms. You know that. We know that. Back off, bastard. Quit acting like you don't want our guns. Be honest. What Charlton Heston said, from my cold, dead hands. Think about that. If they come to take the guns from my cold, dead hands, that's not illegal. That's not sedition.
From my cold, dead hands.
That's all he's saying. He's not calling for it. It's obviously coming, jackass. You're in such a cult that you say in college exams and college entrance and high school and middle school and elementary entrance, don't say mother and father on the frickin' form. Mother and father ain't allowed with you fruits. Because you want to run everything, you godforsaken tyrants. You social engineer bastards. You're so weak, you want to run everybody else's lives. Because the real men don't want to run other people's lives. That's our problem. That's our defect. Is that we don't stand up and run our own lives. We let you run them, and it's not happening anymore. What rights won't we give up? Is there any line in the sand for anybody where this corporate world government will be resisted? I'm not trying to stir people up to violence. The pen is mightier than the sword. We're having major inroads. That's why they want to censor us. The globalists are trying everything they can to shut down free speech on this planet right now. They're funding every fascistic, murderous, crazy, monotheistic, anti-woman, nutcase move they can. The globalists want authoritarianism. They want totalitarianism. They want oligarchy. They want command and control. They want centralization. They're bad people. In fact, can we get the full Tessin cold dead hand speech? So I want to play when he says, you know, they say they want to restrict our guns. They say they want to take our guns. Well, to that I say from my cold dead hands, an act of defiance. You have bodyguards. You have protection paid for. You have jumbo jets. You have red carpets. You tell Africans they can't have cars. They can't have air conditioning. You tell us it's bad for us to have money, but you're filthy frickin' rich. You pieces of crap. It's the ultimate elitism wrapped up in all this fake moralizing trash. And I'll tell you why. The globalists are not elites. Real elites that aren't on this planet and running anything at this day would have been in ancient times seen as the obvious leaders. But in modern times, a bunch of scum get together and organize themselves to go fool the masses to follow failure. Because they can't compete with success. I don't care how much money or power you give a hunchback crone like Hillary with a diseased brain. She hated other beautiful women when she was young. She hated success when she was young. She hated goodness when she was young. That's why she wanted power. And she won't rest till everything beautiful is extinguished and until she's squatting on it. She wants to squat on a dead America in a puddle of her piss. And she won't rest until she's done that. And I'm sorry to talk like that, but I've got a big vocabulary, but I'm sorry. Sometimes the Volgoth, the vulgar, the barbarian way is the way to say it. And look at you, New World Order, despite unlimited trillions of money, despite all your garbage and all your pretty faces and all your teleprompters, independent grassroots media is kicking your teeth in. And we haven't even got it started yet. I want to say something. I'm a lover, and that's why I'm a fighter. And I love my family, and I love justice so much, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to stop you. And I hate your stinking guts. I can smell you from 1,000 miles away, and you smell like failure. You smell like hell. And I want to thank the God of the universe that I'm not with these people. I get tears in my eyes to God, but I'm thankful every day that I don't come from filth like you that want to trample on humanity. Thank God I'm not a degenerate, filthy vampire like you. And I guess in the final equation, as upset as I get watching you hurt the innocent, that's what matters, is that you'll never, never defeat the human spirit. You'll never defeat God. You'll never win. Never. Never, ever. Never. And the spirit of humanity is rising, and it is going to defeat you. You think you're strong. You think you're scary. You try to mimic what you can only imagine in your mind is God's wrath. And God's wrath's coming for you. And you deserve everything that happens to you, trash. I want you to know something, Hillary Clinton and Obama and George Soros and the globalists of the New World Order. We've had our reporters question you in New York out on the street with Lord Rothschild's toddling along, looking like some reanimated dog crap. And I've seen how you are already defeated. You're dead. And I don't mean we're going to kill you. I mean, you know what I mean. You're dead as a doornail, dead as a rotting corpse at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. So here's the big news flash. And let me give it to everybody as we go to break. The reason the enemy's so mad is he knows he's a loser. The reason they want to tear everything up and crap all of everything is they know they already failed. And they know they're ugly losers. But God gave us free will in this animating contest. And this is where we get tested. So rejoice to God Almighty for this animating contest of liberty.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That a lot of people inside the system didn't like their planning 50 years ago, and what you're seeing right now is the organic response to it. All right, I said I'd do this Russian special. It's very, very important. I want to do it. The magnitude of it is so incredibly important. But since I mentioned Heston, is the media going to crap their britches and freak out over Trump saying, they're going to take your guns, they admit they want the guns, which is admitted. What do we do when the courts are corrupt? I mean, I guess the Second Amendment guys might have some response, but he's just saying, what do you do? He's being completely honest. Heston's like, cold dead hands revolution. I'm like, 1776 will commence again if we try to take our firearms. But now they just, oh my gosh. And it all clicked while I was watching that clip again just 10 minutes ago. Wait a minute. They're trying to cause civil unrest. They might try to kill Hillary as the false flag and then blame Trump. He should come out and say that. Oh, crooked Hillary's way behind in the real polls. She's got fake polls out. She's got, what, a brain tumor or something? You know, they want her to drop out. They know she's going to lose. So they want to act like I wish some harm upon her. Listen, you old ugly witch, all your crimes, your soul so wicked, I don't wish any harm on you. I want you to have nice due process, pig. But speaking of that, just so everybody can be reminded of Chuck Heston, this is a guy that came on my show twice, and I was just so awe-inspired by it, I never even bugged him about it because such a patriot, love his films. Spent millions of his own money for years flying around his own jet, you name it, to promote the Second Amendment. Second time I interviewed him, he goes, Alex, I really like the work you're doing. And if you ever need any encouragement or want to strategize, feel free to call me. You've got my number. And I'm like, yeah. So about a month later, I call it. Nobody answers. There's no voicemail. And then the next time I call, about like a month after that, it's like, hello. Yes, this is Chuck. And I talked to him, I don't remember, 30, 40 minutes with him encouraging me. He realized he was old. He was dying, and he was all there. You know, he died a few years later, Alzheimer's, and I questioned how quick he died. Medication, you name it. There's been a lot of talk about that. But he just loved to sit there and, like, try to... I hear him on other shows, too, encouraging the host. And I learned he was behind the scenes just realizing he had the star appeal and stuff, but realizing it only had value in defending the Republic. And he had been a civil rights activist in the 50s. He'd written articles in the 40s, but the movement really started in the 50s. Got going big, and he would go out to places where people were getting attacked. He didn't do it in the 60s when it was cool. He did that too. He was just such a civil rights activist. And they called him all these damn names and demonized him because he was a good man and a humble man. He invited Michael Moore in his house. Michael Moore was like mean to him for hours. And finally he said, okay, time's up, I'm leaving. And then Moore edited it like he ran off. No, he had him there for hours. And the time was up. Heston said goodbye. Walked off into history as a man, a class act, not a piece of trash. By the way, I don't like to attack little people, but Michael Moore with six bodyguards that wants your guns and my guns, wants a poor widow's guns or a poor single mother's guns in Detroit, Michigan, or Chicago, or Dallas, he's a hypocritical piece of trash. He knows what he's doing. He's got a game plan. But I want to get to the Putin clips. We'll skip the separate break coming up to it. And I won't even plug this hour so we get to all of it. But here's a larger clip of Heston's speech from my cold, dead hands. How have we gone from this being Americana just 15 years ago to now? The end of the world, some softball comment by Trump. It just shows you what we're facing.
Every time our country stands in the path of danger, an instinct seems to summon her finest first. Those who truly understand her. When freedom shivers in the cold shadow of true peril,
true peril,
it's always the patriots who first hear the call. When loss of liberty is looming, as it is now, the siren sounds first in the hearts of freedom's vanguard. The smoke in the air of our Concord bridges and Pearl Harbors is always smelled first by the farmers who come from their simple homes to find the fire and fight. Because they know that sacred stuff resides in that wooden stock and blued steel. Something that gives the most common man the most uncommon of freedoms. When ordinary hands can possess such an extraordinary instrument, that symbolizes the full measure of human dignity and liberty. That's why those five words issue an irresistible call to us all, and we must. So, we set out this year to defeat the divisive forces that would take freedom away, I want to say those fighting words for everyone within the sound of my voice to hear and to heed, and especially for you, Mr. Gore. From my cold, dead hands.
And again, epic speech will live forever. It isn't that Bush was even good. It was clearly that Gore was openly anti-gun. The image of a human with a weapon is the image of a free creature. Do you defang and declaw your cat because you don't trust it? Well, it's a slave. And that's what we come down to. Now, I get tears in my eyes watching that because it's so from the heart. Charlton Heston, that great Shakespearean actor. I will continue to take phone calls after this and probably go into the next hour with Anthony Gucciardi. But when he talked about sensing the tyranny, sensing the great menace, the peril, that's it. It's so strong. Oh, God, if you think the Soviet Union was bad, what they did to people, oh, my God, the very same globalist systems are going to visit hell on earth in America. But allied with the Islamists, who are the scourge against the poor Middle Easterners. People ask, why do globalists do this? It's their appetite. It's their will. They want to run everything. And Russia, after 85 years of globalist control, broke free from it and is trying to find itself. And so many a news article has been written, national Russian TV sounds like InfoWars. What the hell is going on? It's not that they're following InfoWars. It's the truth. Anyone objectively can look at what's going on and read the globalist on admissions that carbon taxes are a plan to shut down the industrial state and are a weapon system. A quote from Vladimir Putin. How many times did I say carbon taxes are a worldwide weapon system against industrial states and nation states where the globalist combine will exempt itself from the taxes and consolidate control? Putin came out years after I said that 1,000 times and said it word for word because it's true. And I'm not a rocket scientist to see it. I'm willing to say it. I guess I wasn't cursed with following whatever the fake spin was, but seeing what it was. You have the innate talent to lead this fight as well. We're never going to surrender. Because we're not surrendering to an enemy that's going to just conquer us. They want to end us. Xenocide. Terricide. The ultimate satanic sacrifice of the planet. Already underway. And everyone in their gut knows it. We now have CBS, ABC, NBC in the last 2 months all saying, everyone knows it's inevitable. All children will have microchips soon. What type of talking point is that? Oh, did you hear we're crossing humans with animals? Yeah, the announcement's being made, as I told you it would. We're entering the Gulf. We're entering into hell. We're entering into the enemy's time. But it's this time, this boot camp, that will test us forever. My dad just texted me. He said the historical key trapping of nobility was bearing arms. Well, yes, Dad, that's true. Let's call nobility what it was. The nobles were free. Everyone else were serfs and slaves. The historic trapping of being free was being armed. And only the nobles have the Secret Service and the armed guards. Let's start getting to these Vladimir Putin clips. Some of these we played. Some of them we haven't. This has been translated by our own Daria, born in Russia, Army veteran here in the United States, great patriot. Let's start going to these clips. And I'm going to do more of these special reports in the future. In fact, I'll do a big produce report, I think, with these clips. It's so important. We're not going to get to his nuclear war warning till the end. Let's go to Putin predicts ISIS backed by the West in 1999. Here he is as vice president, as prime minister in 1999. Here it is.
What in fact is happening is that the extremist part of the Muslim world, and I'd like to emphasize it being the extremist part only, that it has a very solid infrastructure in the West, in North America and Western Europe. This particular infrastructure is what is being used by our adversaries in the Caucasus. What if the U.S. administration comes out against Russia and the French, German, and others join them, and we find ourselves in isolation? Well, in that case, we need to figure out what it is that we want. Do we want access to the loan candy at the expense of surrendering our territory from the Black to the Caspian Seas? Isn't this the deal that's being offered here by those who have attacked Dagestan? They don't hide their plans. Sure, let's give up the territory, but then we have to keep in mind that they will not just stop there. They will go on to create an extremist Islamic state, which will continue to attack us the same way they have been attacking the Chechen territories in the last 3 years, while our capability to fight back this aggression will be reduced greatly from what it is today.
All right, so the West is using the Islamists. That's now declassified. Now, in fact, our own head of defense intelligence was fired and went public with it. And the media just sits there lying to the public with a bunch of chicken neck traitors. I mean, dishonorable filth. I mean, these people are filth, telling us it's all lies and Trump's evil. No, Trump is valiant. Trump is noble. Let's go ahead. This is a clip from just a few months ago saying Clinton, Hillary Clinton is weak. Here it is.
Mr. President, it's a good opportunity that you will be meeting with President Obama on June 6th. Had it been instead Hillary Clinton that you were having a meeting with, would it be more difficult? Several days ago, she said, quote, what Russia is doing in Eastern Europe today is similar to what Hitler did in the 1930s. You know, it is best not to argue with women, best to avoid any altercation with them. But Mrs. Clinton has never particularly stood out for her skills and eloquent expressions. But that's okay. We have had meetings in the past and had amicable conversations at various international gatherings. And I think that even in this case, it would be possible to find some common ground between us. But when people cross the line, step outside the lines of common decency, it speaks not of their strength, but of their weakness. However, in a woman, weakness is not the worst of qualities.
All right, now I'm going to skip this other clip. I'm going to play this later on Trump and the elections. Now our elections are rigged. I'll play that later if I have time. Let's skip to him warning of nuclear war in 2007. Then we have the warning from this year, the full warning. Unedited. I mean, this should have been all over our news everywhere. But it's not. Because it's so controlled. Because trendies think that if they just laugh at Putin and laugh at Russian concerns about missiles being over their borders, that suddenly controls it. Because they're used to just lying to everyone and just being arrogant twits who don't live in the real world. But as soon as they get called on something, they totally freak out and panic. I mean, if seasoned military generals were doing stuff, it'd be dangerous. It'd be dangerous. It'd be bad. These are literal nobodies who've never even been in a fist fight. I mean, I've been in hundreds of fights. I've done things to defend myself that I'm ashamed of, even though I had to do it. I don't think of myself as a tough guy. It's like I don't consider myself a cowboy. Even though I've sat there and dehorned 1,000 head of cattle in one day with electric dehorners and been in the midst of all, I'm not one of those cowboys who's done it for 20, 30 years. That's the thing. It's weird to watch these people that never even run wars sit around and try to start a giant war. That's what's so dangerous about it. It just stinks of failure. Let's go to nuclear war warning for 2007 and then his new one from this year.
Yes, the United States supposedly are not developing weapons for offensive operations. At least, as far as the public knows. Although we know they're developing them. But let's just pretend we don't know about it. Okay, they're not developing them, but these are the facts. There is an anti-missile defense system being actively developed in the United States. And sure, today it is not in working order, and we're not sure if it will ever be implemented. But theoretically, it is created for the purpose of being implemented. And so again, hypothetically, we understand that there will be a time when our nuclear potential will be completely neutralized. That is, our current nuclear capability. And if that is the case, it means that the balance of power in the world will be completely broken. And it means that one of the powers will feel a complete sense of security, which in turn means that it can do whatever it likes, not only in local conflicts, but perhaps in global conflicts as well. I'm only having a discussion with you. I'm not trying to accuse you of any aggression, but the system of international relations is a lot like mathematics. You can't take it personal. And we, of course, must react accordingly. But how? We can either match your actions and build an equally great multi-billion dollar anti-missile defense system, or, taking into account our current economic and financial capability, we can respond asymmetrically so that it will become clear to everyone that, yes, there is an anti-missile defense system out there, but as it relates to Russia, it is entirely pointless. And we're going to take this route. It works out cheaper for us. But it is in no way directed toward the United States themselves. I fully agree with your notion that your anti-missile defense system is not targeted against us, in the same way our weapon is not going to be targeted against you either.
All right. And then they moved in with Topol M, supersonic missiles. The globals are moving in supersonic cruise missiles. Now Putin's gotten more serious. 9 years later, he comes out and says this, and we're going to get to that clip, but you have to understand that now they've got top generals and others saying Russian body bags, yeah, we're moving nukes in, we can nuke Russia, we can win a nuclear war with Russia. This is megalomania. So let's get to the big clip here. We played small clips of this, but this is the full clip translated to English, word for word, nuclear war 2016, Putin's dire warning. Here it is.
Now, regarding the missile defense system, listen to me. Here, all we are adults at this table and experienced professionals at that. And I'm not even going to ask you to relate everything that I say later in your newspapers, publications, and influence your media outlets. I just want to tell you on a personal level and remind you certain things. You see, the world has been free of major global conflicts in the past few decades due to the geostrategic balance of power, which used to exist. All of us know about this.
Man,
and this was achieved after the two super nuclear powers essentially agreed to stop producing offensive weapon systems as well as defensive weapon systems.
Now they call offensive defensive.
Because everybody understands, and this is how it works, if one side becomes dominant in their military potential, they are more likely to want to be the first to be able to use such power.
Hit pause. Back to some 5 seconds. This is so key. They're getting rid of MAD. They're moving weapons in. They're telling Russia you can't have weapons while they're developing new ones, trying to overthrow these countries to start a fight. That's the whole point. And the average American goes, oh, Obama's black. It's okay. It's crazy town, folks. Russia wants to spend its money on infrastructure and families and repopulating Russia and inviting people in to colonize. They don't want to depopulate and collapse. They're the only country that doesn't, because they've already enjoyed 85 years of New World Order enjoyment. Let's go back to the clip.
Likely to want to be the first to be able to use such power. This is the absolute cornerstone to international security. The anti-missile defense system and all of the surrounding agreements that used to exist. I'm not going to blame anybody. I'm not going to scold anyone. But when the United States unilaterally withdrew from the anti-ballistic missile treaty of 1972, they delivered a colossal blow to the entire system of international security. And this was the first blow when it comes to assessing the strategic balance of power in the world. And at that time, in 2002, I said that we will not be developing such systems because, one, it's very expensive, and two, we aren't sure yet how they will work. So we're not just going to burn our money. We will take a different route and develop offensive weaponry in order to retain this geostrategic balance, just for this, not in order to threaten threaten somebody. And they said, fine, our defense system is not against you, and we assume that your weaponry is not against us. Do whatever you want. And I think the reason for this kind of response was the fact that, as I mentioned, this conversation took place in early 2000s, and Russia was in a very difficult state at that time. Total economic collapse, on the brink of a civil war, and the fight against terrorism in our Caucasus region, complete destruction of our military-industrial complex. Who would have thought back then that Russia could ever again be a military power and grow strategic weapons? My guess is that they assumed that even that which was left over from the Soviet Union would eventually deteriorate. So they said, sure, do whatever you like, but we warned that we would start working on this, and we're doing it. And I can assure you that today we have achieved significant success in that area. I'm not going to list everything right now. All that matters is that we have modernized our military-industrial complex, and we're successfully continuing to develop new generation warfare. And I'm not even mentioning the anti-missile defense systems. And no matter what we said to our American partners, all our proposals to them, they refused to cooperate with us. They rejected our offers and continue to do their own things. I will not right now even mention some things because I do not think it would be proper of me to mention them publicly. And whether or not you believe me, we offered real solutions to stop this. And they were all rejected outright. And here we are today, and they've placed their missile defense system in Romania, always saying, we must protect ourselves from Iranian nuclear threat. Where is the nuclear threat from Iran? But the agreement is signed. And the U.S. was the instigator of this agreement, and even we helped them. We supported it. But if it were not for the U.S. position, the agreement would not exist. And I consider this as an achievement for President Obama, because I agree with this agreement because it eased tensions in the area. So President Obama can put this in his list of achievements. But the Iranian threat does not exist. But the missile defense systems are continuing to be positioned. So that means we were right when we said that they're lying to us. Their reasons are not genuine. Always referring to the so-called Iranian threat in order to justify the system. Once again, they try to fool us. Now the system is functioning and being loaded with missiles. But as a journalist, I would think you would know that these missiles are put into capsules, which are used in the Tomahawk long-range missile system. So now these are being loaded with missiles that can penetrate territories within a 500-kilometer range.
This is key right here.
But we know that technology is advanced, and we even know in which year the U.S. will acquire the next more advanced missile, which will be able to penetrate distances of up to 1,000 kilometers and even further. And from that moment on, they will start to directly threaten Russian nuclear potential. We even know year by year what's going to happen, and they know we know. It's only you that they tell these fables, and you buy it and spread it to the citizens of your countries. And your people do not feel a sense of the impending danger. This is what worries me. How do you not understand that the world is being pulled in an irreversible direction? That is the problem. But they pretend like nothing's going on. I don't even know how to get through to you people anymore.
Hit pause. I don't know how to get through to you people anymore. That's right. We're going to come back, finish up that clip and more, and then Anthony Gucciardi's going to take over. We got phone calls and a lot more. This is a globalist just absolutely dedicated to World War III.
You are listening to GCN.
Evil. Period.
GCNLive.com today.